And well, actually, let's get Jen Morganson on the phone from this group so she can explain what they're all about and what the problem is. Hey, Jen, thanks for talking to us.
Hi, not a problem.
So what is PURE?
PURE is a performance art group that uses suspension piercing and other piercings other than suspending to basically tell stories in our performances. We just use it as an aspect of performance art.
And PURE stands for what?
PURE stands for people undergoing real experiences. We have a lot of different acronyms for it, but that's the one that stands for it.
And Jen, how many piercings do you have, and can you tell us where some of them are?
I have 6 piercings, and I have 2 in my ears, and the rest are like my navel and below my neck.
Mm-hmm. And now, is that the norm for your group? I mean, how many piercings would the average person have?
We have an incredibly varied group of people and ages and, backgrounds. And, I'd say most of us probably have our ears pierced. I don't have any facial piercings at all whatsoever.
Oh.
A good portion of us don't have any facial piercings. But some of us do. Some of us have expanded earlobes. I don't.
But what you're doing in the parade, what you want to do in the parade, though, if I read this right in the paper, is you have, hooks that kind of just go through, your back and your legs and stuff and hang mm-hmm. you from a structure and a float. Is that right?
Yeah, what we had hoped to do was we built a pirate ship float.
Yeah.
And we built a gallows on it. And we had hoped to suspend myself and a guy named Derek. And I was going to do what's called a Superman suspension, which has 2 hooks in the upper back, 2 hooks in the lower back,
ooh.
2 hooks in the back of the thighs, and back of the calves, so you're straight out.
So you don't have holes there right now. You just would
do it.
Not permanent,
yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that hurt?
It does, but the ability to breathe through the pain and deal with that experience is all part of the experience of what you're doing.
So they don't numb you at all? Do they use ice or anything?
We use massage to loosen up the skin beforehand.
That's it?
But when you are in a state of mind that you are ready to do something like this, you're capable of handling a lot more than you would ever think you are.
So
it's not actually that painful.
Is that part of the process then? I mean, is that part of the reason people do the piercings?
Everybody does it for their own reasons. For me, it is because it's being able to overcome something.
So it's
like
almost
that.
It's a mind thing more than anything for you, really, right?
And definitely. For me, it's a very spiritual thing.
Whoa.
I meditate beforehand and all of that I do not just for performance, but I do suspensions for my own personal, satisfaction as well.
So last year, apparently you frightened the kids.
I guess there was one registered complaint last year. We were actually given best of show.
Oh.
I never heard a singular complaint about anything that we did last year in the parade until after we'd already built our float and were ready to go and everything was set up.
But did you do a similar kind of thing in last year's parade to what you described with the pirate thing? I mean, was it?
Last year we had, they hadn't given us a float. This year they gave us a float. Last year we had a smaller platform that we had 4 guys, 2 guys with hooks in their back and 2 guys with hooks in their chest who pulled the float along, and they were the 4 elements, and on top of our little dinky float was a girl dressed up as the sun goddess, and she was all painted gold, and she had about 60 surface piercings on her.
Wow, maybe you could just save it for the torchlight parade, because it's, the pirate theme and stuff. And, with the kids these days, they do frighten easily, and, parents, they're wise to keep their kids home in front of the TV playing, Grand Theft Auto or something.
Right,
that's
yeah.
Much better
something,
for the kids.
Or, Manhunt, where you can go up behind someone, cover their face with a plastic bag and beat them in the head.
Yeah.
So was that the main logic that they gave you for not allowing you in the parade? Was that it's too freaky for the kids?
Well, what they told us was that they were afraid of losing sponsors and that they thought we were a little extreme.
Hmm.
And that we were totally fine with. We're a performance group. We totally understand the need for sponsorship. If you don't have sponsors, it comes out of your pocket, you know, and it makes it hard for everybody involved. However, after they had told us that that was why, they went, one of the representatives went on NPR and said that it was because we were violent against ourselves and the community. And that's kind of what has spurned all this publicity was, you know, we called NPR back and said, we want to make a statement saying that we are not a violent thing. No one is being forced to do this. We all do this of our own free will.
And they sort of take pains in the whole Fremont Fair to have it be extra sort of peaceful, nonviolent. Your parade can't even have motor vehicles in it. I mean, it's so...
Yeah, so we had something like 25 performers lined up, aside from the people who would be taking hooks, to stilt walkers and jugglers and, you know, all, you know, a band pirate parade that marches up and down Broadway was going to march with us, you know, a lot of other things. We didn't want the piercing to be the focus of what we do. We just wanted to use it as part of our performance.
But and then, that's what we do. Jen, even though you're not doing the float thing, you're still in the parade this year, right?
Yes. We had originally not planned to protest in the parade until after they started making statements that were negative against Pure. And we're not protesting the Fremont Art Council itself. We are simply protesting their decision to censor our art.
Hmm. So what are you going to do in the parade? Just march?
We are just going to march in the parade.
All right. And they suggested you do your suspension thing in the Gay Pride Parade.
That was one of the suggestions that was put out several times during our meeting. That I personally found quite offensive. Didn't say anything at the time because the meetings were incredibly long and didn't want to ruffle any feathers, and we weren't there to do that. We were there to answer questions and, you know, and just try to clear everything up. But that, for several people there, that seemed to be the best alternative. And I didn't think that that was any... I don't see the Gay Pride March as being any less family-oriented than the Fremont Solstice Parade.
That's a very good point, yes.
Right, yeah, that goes right through a residential neighborhood. I mean, come
on. Exactly.
Yeah, all right.
Exactly.
Well, so where will we ever get to see you guys do this thing?
As far as in a parade goes, I'm not really sure, but we play shows all of the time. Our next show is, I believe, the 8th of July in Tacoma at a metal fest.
Okay.
We play shows all over at different venues. We've played several all-ages shows. You know, we play pretty much anywhere they ask us to.
Well, now, Jen, we want to take a look at you. So yeah, we'll see you this weekend at the Solstice Parade, Fremont Fair.
Put us on your mailing list, Jen. We want to see the real thing sometime.
Definitely. You're more than welcome to go to puresuspension.com. We have all of our pictures from our previous shows, and we always have our shows that are coming up listed, and you can join the mailing list, and we'll send you all our information about everything we've got going on.
All right,
good.
We'll link that to our website so our listeners can check it out. Jen Morganson, thanks for taking some time with us.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.